We are up to Perek Hey, fifth Perek in Mishnah Shabbos. Bameh Behema Yotza. We know there is an Isser, not just for us to rest, not just for our children and our servants to rest, but even our animals. There is an Isser of Shvisas Behema. Our animals have to rest. So the Mishnah wants to identify what kinds of burdens are considered onerous for an animal, and therefore, if the animal were to take that out into Rosh Hasharabim, that would be a violation of Shvisas Behema. The Behema would be working. And what aspects of the animal's, I guess you would say, garb or burden are therefore its protection, and therefore that's batel, so to speak, that's part of the wear of the animal, that's what his clothing is, so to speak, or it's his normal dress, you could say, and therefore that's not considered to be a masui, it's not a burden. So, bameh beima yotze, with what can an animal go out? Bameh ina yotze, can it not go out? Yotze agamel, the camel can go out, ba'afsar, with the afsar is the rope which is connected to the chain on its neck. V'na'ak, or it's a l'chayav in its mouth. V'na'aka, and a female camel, bachatam, which is the ring in its nose. V'luvdikis, which is a specific kind of donkey that comes from the land of Lug, that goes beprumbia, with the iron, what do you call that? The iron thing that you hold on to the animal with. Vesuas bashir, and a horse is with the chain on its neck. V'chol bali hashir, and all the animals that have a chain. Yotzim bashir, they go out with a chain. V'nimshachim bashir, and you can pull them with a chain. U'mazan aliyim v'tov l'vukoman. And they can stay in their place even when you do hazah on them. If the chain becomes tameh, you can sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma where it is, and you could be tovel the sharsheret where it is in its makom. You could stick the animal into the water. Let's say it's going into a mayim. Since the shear is makabal tuma, it's a kli. Nonetheless, you don't have to take it off. There's no problem of chatzitza because it's not held tightly. Chamor mishnah beis yotze b'mardas. The chamor can go out with its saddle b'zman shikshuelo, as long as the saddle is tied to the animal. Zechorim, if you have rams, male sheep, yotzin levuvin, they can go out, they have a piece of leather which is tied under their private area, under their genitals, kadeshal yalo on the kavas, the bartanur explained, the kati explained, so that they should be not involved with breeding, and that's permitted, that's considered part of their normal wear. Rechelos, female sheep, yotzos shechuzos, they're allowed to go out shechuzos, which means their tail is tied up so that they should mate. Kavulos ukavunos, their tail could be tied down, or they could be covered normally with a blanket so that it should watch out for their, it should protect their wool. Ha'izim, the goats, yosos tsururos, they can go out when their udders are tied up underneath them. Rabbi Yossi, Oser Bechulin, Rabbi Yossi says those are all masu, chutz min harechelos hakvunos, except for the woolly rams, that they can go out kavulos, where their sheep, where their tail is tied down. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Rabbi Yudah says, ha'izim, the goats, yotzos, tzerulos, legabesh, avalo lechalav. They can go out if their udders are tied up to dry up their milk, but not to watch the milk, because then it's considered to be a masui for what they are carrying. More of a technical Mishnah until tomorrow.